The cultural events I make sure to attend each year have boiled down to just three: the Santa Fe Fiesta Children's Pet Parade, the Sunday morning Bluegrass Gospel Concert at the Santa Fe Fairgrounds, usually in August, and any one of the youth ballets staged annually by the excellent New Mexico Dance Theater in Los Alamos. I'm no expert on ballet. In fact, I wouldn't even say I'm a fan of ballet. I've seen a couple professional top-line adult ballets and really didn't enjoy them that much, for whatever reason. But there's something about the youth ballets in Los Alamos that I always find thrilling. It's not just the youthful enthusiasm, though that too, of course, but the level of professionalism, the excellent production and sets, the excellent music and timing, and the huge community participation. It's always a fabulous experience for me and whatever other guests I've attended with. This year's production, playing this one final weekend, is Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Most of us are probably familiar with this story of an old man facing the regrets and the narrowing of his miserly life. And what could be more appropriate in this time of the Occupy protests and America taking a closer look at just how much money it takes to make you happy or unhappy? But beyond that, I suppose as a function of getting older, A Christmas Carol is for me a searing look at the psychology of how our decisions and actions in life gradually squeeze the joy out of it. And this ballet adaptation really captures that spirit very poignantly in many startling details and in the very apt musical score. In fact, in watching this production, it occurred to me how much the story is similar to the modern short story that many of us consider the best ever written, A Bullet in the Brain by Tobias Wolff. Likewise, a very graphic story of how a man's heart and scope closed down over a lifetime of becoming grasping, judgmental, and cynical. One of the famous dream sequences in this story, the Ghost of the Future nightmare, is truly frightening, an artful portrayal of terror, and in fact reminded me of an incredibly vivid and frightening nightmare I had about a year ago, from which I awoke wondering whether I had gone crazy or gone to hell, really. Many of the Los Alamos Company's students have gone on to major ballet companies and careers, and this production features several adult dancers as well. A Christmas Carol is a thrilling, moving, thought-provoking production I would recommend without hesitation. Information on this final weekend's performance can be found at nmdt.org or by calling the New Mexico Dance Theater at 505-920-9134.